Hello, this is Josh.
Hey, Jess, how you doing? This is Joey giving you a call from Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I was just about to head out of the door.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to give you a courtesy call. That's all. I apologize. I'm a little bit late. I had to end up enrolling another client in a different state. It took a little longer than usual, so I figured I'd just give you a call real quick.
I'm not going to tell you to turn down onboarding somebody.
For sure. I'd like to be courteous, though. You know what I mean? So I know I'd give you a call at 5. So what did you think about so far?
No, you know, I went on your website. I was looking at the platinum package, and I was trying to, like, make sense of some of the items that were on there.
Okay.
And I hadn't had a chance to, like, fully go over all of it because I know you're giving me a deal at $300 a month, no setup fee, which is, it says here, usually $300. So, one, I was curious what's not involved in this. And then two, let's say, because I've gotten calls not only from you, I've gotten calls from a couple other companies that,
of course,
basically the same exact sales pitch that you gave me. You know, can guarantee me at the top of the list of Google, offering the same thing. What if there's another company working in my area doing the same thing as you guys, right? And they have also good reviews, and they're a reputable business.
I get it. Yep.
What's to stop, you know what I mean, them from being at the top as opposed to you guys? You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, to be completely honest with you, the way that it works is you got to be careful with some companies that you work for because you would sign up. I can only speak about our company. Our company, because we are a premier channel partner, there's three levels of partnership for Google, right? You have a member, you have a partner, and you have a premier partner. We are a premier partner, which allows us to do...
That. And that's a big deal.
Okay.
That's a pretty big deal. Yeah. No, I looked
right?
into that. That's not a short thing. That's a pretty big deal. And the other company, the other companies I'm talking about, they're partners, but they're not premier partners. So there is a difference.
And here's one of the major differences is with our company, because we can get you, like, everything we do is in writing. So everything I've told you, we send it to you via email so you have everything right there in front of you, right? So we're not just saying, hey, we're going to try this and we're going to do this, then a third, and then, like, nothing's in writing and then we just hope for the best. But a major difference is we can only work with one company per industry, per area. That's one of our rules for Premier Partnership. That's what allows us to maintain your position directly on the first page of Google every single month, month in, month out. Some companies, you know, let's say they're at the member status, they can actually work with whoever they want. So they can technically work with 6 or 7 other business owners in your area that does exactly what you do. The problem with that in their company is that, sure, they're making a little bit of money, but they have to rotate because there's only so many people on the first page, and they're not going to be able to kick you guys off. Because once we get you on there, you're on there. It's everybody else that ends up being rotated. So, like, for their company, they may say you're on the first page for the first 2 months, and then, you know, third month, you're not. What happened? Oh, well, we got to do this, then and there, and they kind of string you along. And because they're working with too many people, and they kind of rotate them around because there's only so many people that can fit on the first page. So, again, I can't speak to how other companies can say that they're going to do what we can do. But, you know, we haven't been in business for 19 years for no reason, right? So, like, that's basically what's going to set us apart, even if they're saying the exact same thing.
Right, yeah. No, your credentials do check out further than, like, the other companies. You know, not saying that they're bad and that what they're doing is not going to work, you know. My other concern is this. Mm-hmm. So I know that you guys can help me get approved on Google.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I'm in the process of getting, I still haven't gotten my business cards and I still haven't gotten my vehicle wrapped because I'm a service-based, what do you call it? Sorry, there's a loud lawnmower going on outside right now.
I actually can't hear it, so you have a good phone because I literally can't hear it.
Because I'm service-based, there is, you know, I don't have a physical location. So,
yeah,
you know, is it, I know you want me to sign up and it's first come, first served, but is it better, and be honest with me, if we wait until my vehicle wrapped and my business card, so then I can at least get approved on Google before we move forward? Because
I'll be quite honest with you. You know, at the end of the day, we can't have access to your Google business profile. You're not approved. We can still do other things. So for instance, I can double check. I apologize. You already have a website, right?
Or, I already have a website. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I thought. You already have a website. So what we do is that we have that Google, Facebook advertisements. So we typically would start Facebook advertisements, but for you, it's a little bit different. I would say,
I'm not up and running.
But you're
already
waiting anyway.
Until July, August. Yeah.
Right. So you're waiting already. And what I wanted to do is if this would help you out, like if I can adjust it, like if pricing's an issue because you're not opening up until July or August, just let me know. I can definitely reach out to my boss. I can explain to him what's going on and see if we can adjust the price for you. But for you specifically, I would say it really wouldn't matter. Like let's say you enrolled with us today. We can schedule. Like how long do you think it's going to take you to prove that you're like a legitimate business? Are you thinking within the next like week?
Okay, so I don't know how long it's going to take to get, I don't know exactly what Google needs, but I can tell you what I have.
Okay.
Next Friday, I'll have business cards. I have the LLC already. I have documentation of, you know, I have my own vehicle. I have some tools, like hand tools, right? Like bags of hand tools. I won't have other equipment until I get closer to the opening date. And so basically the only thing I have to prove to Google right now is a vehicle, tools, and business card. And if you can't guarantee me that I can get onto Google with just, also I'm going to be getting a vehicle wrap, but I don't know how long that's going to take. I already have the design. I'm meeting two different people this week so they can get measurements. But I don't know what it takes to get approved on Google. You know, I have, what I'm telling you is what I have in your experience, or maybe you can ask your manager, is it possible for me to get approved on Google with just those things? Or do I need to have more? I don't know. I don't want to, you know.
I've already reached out to them. Yeah. They're pretty good at responding. Usually takes like 30 seconds. So, I explain to them exactly what you have, and if that, and I'll be, trust me, we've turned people away too. So like, if it's like, hey, this isn't going to work, then we're just going to tell you, you know, it's not going to work. We don't want to string you along, but, let's see, do you have a business license, business registration, or insurance?
So I'm not paying for insurance yet because I'm not up and running yet. I have a quote for insurance. And I have the LLC documentation.
Okay, so you have the LLC. Okay, so the insurance is okay, and you have the LLC, and we're going to be doing this under.
Yeah, I have a quote for insurance. I have the LLC documentation from the state of Ohio, the certificate, and then I have, you know, like my tax ID from the IRS and things like and that, you know, your standard, your standard stuff. And then I'm getting business cards next Friday, and I'm getting my vehicle wrapped hopefully sooner than later. And
okay.
I have a website, that's password protected right now. It's not live.
I saw it. Yeah. I remember that part. Yeah.
They're making changes to it. Yeah, there's still changes being made to it. And then I'm in the process of, I'm meeting a lawyer this week to go get contract stuff. Like, that's just what I have. Perfect.
Okay. No. Yeah, I think that's okay. So we're communicating back and forth. Let me confirm a couple of things before I give you that answer. So you're doing this out of Cleveland, Ohio, right? Your target market is going to be gutters and construction, right? For construction, are you a general contractor? Like, what kind of construction would you be doing?
Roofing and siding.
All right.
So gutters, roofing, and siding are the main ones.
Okay. All right. He has already has a quote for insurance. Okay, so from the team that will be specifically the ones that are handling, get like taking all of your information, because what we do is that we'll be the middleman for you. So you send everything to us. We then go ahead and send it to Google and we get it approved. Because we've been doing this for so long, we know basically how every single state is going to work. And from what they told me, that Ohio, near Cleveland, is actually not bad. So they're not sticklers when it comes to it. And as long as you have what you just said, the LLC, you have a quote for getting your insurance, you have those work tools, the business cards and all that, we can send it. Google is typically not a stickler for the category that you're in, because it also goes by category. For gutters and then, you know, general contracting, which you specifically mentioned was roofing and siding. So obviously we can't guarantee anything, but from what you currently have right now, we have had people approved with the information that you have. So I would say yeah.
Okay. And then, yeah, can you talk to them about, so until I get approved, can we do some type of like super basic package? And then depending on what happens, you suggested maybe stall it for a month or two until June, July.
Yep.
You know, I'm just taking your advice.
Yep. Yep.
On that. So I'd like to figure something out about that.
Yeah. So we can
then,
get you.
And then I had another question, was when you list the business phone number online, do you guys have any recommendations to weed out like spam calls?
We do. So we have an option here. You can ask our team. I think it's like don't quote me, I believe it's $8 a month, but they have an option. We might be able to even include it in here for you. But we can actually do a business phone number for you. If we do that, then it will route directly to your cell phone, and you'll have like, it's connected to an app. You don't have to open an app or anything like that. You just receive calls like normal. But in that app,
I already have the phone number for the business already.
Got it. Okay, so you already have the phone number. I don't know. Like, we don't have any like spam filtering personally for our company. And if I'm thinking about it, I'm trying to think if I personally know any that I can maybe guide you to, but to be honest with you, I'll find something. Yeah, no, I appreciate the question.
I just know you guys are going to be putting my phone number everywhere, so
yep.
You know, obviously you guys were able to contact me, which is a bonus, right? But
which is good.
You know, I don't
well,
need everybody
I mean,
in there.
Exactly. And just so you know, so the way that it works and the reason why this program is so powerful is because we don't just put your phone number everywhere. What we do is that we will only show your business to people that are specifically looking for your services. So it's not like a shotgun approach where we just spray and pray. It's like fine-tuned. We put about 100 hours into the account to make sure everything is optimized for you. And once we do that, we're optimizing it so like if somebody's only looking for gutters, your business is popping up. If they're looking for something else random, you know, then your business is typically not going to come up unless you're the one that's, you know, doing the optimization for those other keywords. But so that should make you feel a little bit at ease as far as the spam calls. And you're right. You know, obviously we can't stop everybody. I'm sure somebody will probably find your number somewhere online. But, you know, just so you know, we're not going to just do that for you.
Yeah.
You're not going to get like a ton of spam. What I can do is I'm speaking to my boss. So the plan that we wanted to put you on is $299. We can lower it to $249. That's $249 a month, just because there's only so much that we can reduce, because we're already reducing. There's typically a $299 setup fee that's also included, you know what I mean? And that's just to cover the 100 hours that we put into your account. That is automatic. You know, I ended up personally waiving that for you just because of the story you gave. And, you know, I completely understand, you know, we want to show you that money's not everything to us, you know, and we do understand that obviously you're not opening up until typically July. So we could do it for $249 a month. It'll be the exact same package that we have you on. And then I'll make sure that our team knows. You can schedule your interview with our team. It will be, you can do it anytime this week, to be honest with you. So if you wanted to schedule it like on a Friday, like this Friday, so that way you'll have plenty of time to kind of get anything that you need Google related, so that when you have that conversation with our team, you can hand everything to them. And then that way we can get started. We get your approved. Once we get your approved, we'll be able to at least get everything started with the marketing, getting you optimized, and then you can pause it at that point. And then once you pause it, then you can give it 2-3 months. And then once you're ready to open back up, at least give us 30 days. So that way we can start it back up, and then you're off to the races. So that's what I would be. If that's okay with you.
Yeah,
if that's,
I think that's the smarter thing to do is get the basic stuff set up and then pause it, because I don't, you know, get the basic stuff set up, pause it. And then that way I'm also not getting too many bad reviews for like people calling and then it's saying, well, they're not in business yet, yada, yada, you know, this or that. They told me they can't come out till August or July.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
yep.
I would, that'd be a bad start to a business.
Yeah, absolutely. We completely understand, and we do understand that. And I'm going to put all that in the notes here for us, as we go through it. So as long as you're willing to go through this with me now, I can go ahead and get everything started for you. We can close out the listing, and then we can schedule it on, let's say, and it's up to you. I'm just saying Friday just to give you time, but we can do it. We can check a little bit later on today, tomorrow, or whenever, and then we can kind of get the ball rolling. So is that what you want to do? And we could do it at the $249?
So I got to run. Can we do this tomorrow after 12 o'clock?
Yeah, I can put you in there for 12. It'll be the same thing that we mentioned to you earlier as far as availability. But tomorrow at 12 o'clock, I'm going to look at my schedule. Let's see. Tomorrow at, well, 12 o'clock your time, I'm assuming, right? Your East Coast?
Yeah, my time.
Okay. Yeah, so that's available for me. So I can call you, you know, somewhere in between there. Like I said, I take calls all day. I'm actually in charge of 6 other states, and you know, we fill positions within 48 of the 50 United States. I'm in charge of 6 of them. So there'll be times where I'm enrolling people in other states. So sometimes, you know what I mean? That's why, you know, I try to call you as soon as I could, and that's why I apologize for calling you a little bit later on today. But we can definitely do tomorrow at 12 o'clock your time. So anywhere between 12:30, I'll give you a call if that's okay.
Yes, that's fine.
Perfect. All right. Well. Yep. Yeah. So
Joey.
Obviously. Yep, Joey. Yep, that's it. And let me think. I think that's pretty much it. I think I answered all the questions. Did you have any other ones that you thought of right now, or?
No. Like, let's say like a year goes by, right? And I just have too much business to even handle.
Right.
And I need to pause services. I can pause services again, right?
That's actually what it's, to be honest with you, that's what it's used for. So we're using it in a sense right now for you that's not very common. The main reason that we have the pause feature is because if you are getting too much work and you're over, like let's say you're booked out for about a month or two, which is common, if that happens, you don't have to pay for your marketing. Call us, pause it. We won't charge you for the 2 months. Once it starts slowing down, give us a call again. We turn it back on. That's the actual function of the pause feature.
Okay.
I'm just using the pause feature in this one as kind of like a cookie cut, like a audible, I guess, you know, because I do understand that you're not technically starting until later on, and I definitely didn't want you to miss out on the opportunity, so that's why I offered it that way.
Yeah, no, absolutely. No, I appreciate that. So, and yeah, let's get things set up tomorrow and then go from there, and then we'll schedule the interview tomorrow as well.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. It's pretty early in the day that we'll probably have some slots available, so tomorrow when we talk and we close it, I'll take a look at the schedule. We should be able to close, do it the same day. If not, worst case scenario, just be the next day then.
Yeah, if nothing pops up, I have time after our call to do that.
Perfect.
As long as nothing pops up. There may be something because I'm waiting on this guy to get back to me. He needs measurements for my truck.
Okay.
And I want to get there tomorrow to get those done as quickly as possible because these wrapping companies, I don't know how long they're booked out. They could be booked out 2 months, 3 months.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. That's
so
true. Okay.
I'm trying to just get that as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
But he never emailed me back. We were supposed to do it at 1 o'clock tomorrow. He didn't email me back. So I'm probably going to push it back till you know, 3 or 4 PM. So.
Got it.
Well, we're pretty flexible. That you don't need.
Hey, I'm a great listener, so you know, I may my girlfriend may not think so, but at least on the phones I try to be. So it's totally fine. I do appreciate that though, and just to go off of what you just said, we're very good at rescheduling. So you know, if you're busy, if you can't do it, that's okay. We'll find a time that's obviously gonna
work
for both of us. Yeah, exactly. We'll find a time to obviously work. So, let me get you in there. I got you in there for tomorrow at, noon, your time. And like I said, anywhere between those two times, I can send you a text message beforehand if I'm on a call too late, just to kind of give you a heads up as well. But I did get you scheduled in there for tomorrow. We'll wrap everything up tomorrow then, okay?
Absolutely. Sounds great.
Cool. All right. Any other questions? I don't want to end here without making sure everything's addressed.
No. And just, I guess the last question is, let's say, like I said, a year from now, you know, I have too much business to handle and I got to pause the features. My listing's not removed from Google, right? You guys just stop optimizing it.
That's actually a good question. So we don't own your Google business profile once we help you set it up. So we don't even have the ability to remove it. The only thing that happens is that behind the scenes, we're literally optimizing your listing every day. That's what maintains your position on the first page. When we stop, that means we stop the optimization. So it's kind of like a high score. You start off at the top, and then once we're not doing it no more, well, people are going to beat your high score, right? So then you start getting lower and lower and lower. You may end up on page two. Lower, you know what I mean? So that's basically how it works. We don't get rid of anything.
Okay. And the same is for the listings you guys put me on. Those aren't removed either, Bing and all that stuff. I still have access to all of those.
You will always 100% have access to everything that even if we built the website for you, you'll have 100% access to it. You know what I mean? You can go in there, check it out anytime. You actually have an account manager that will get you a username and password for. So once we get you signed up and you have that interview with our team, they'll get you hooked up with that. In there, you'll be able to see everything that we're doing. How many clicks you're getting, how many calls you're getting, where the calls are coming from, where the key, what keywords you're ranking on the first page for. So we show you everything. It's all yours.
Okay, cool. That's what I like to hear. All right. Well, thank you very much. And I will, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll talk to you tomorrow. It was a pleasure. Thank you for answering. And then, I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay.